entitled Come to Jesus, and while sitting there listening, he asked himself the question, what do I need with Jesus? What can this man Jesus do for me? I've already got a great automobile, and I've got a great job, and I've got my health and my strength. What do I need Jesus? He left the service and just before the benediction, but when he got outside, he discovered that his prized automobile had been stolen. The next morning, he received a phone call from his employer, and his employer instructed him, due to cutbacks and downsizing and economical difficulties, we've been forced to let workers go, and I'm sorry, but your name is one of the names that came across my desk. He hung up the phone, and he could hardly keep himself together, but he left trying to find some kind of comfort, and just as he left outside of his door, he stepped off the curb, and an automobile struck him, and the next thing he knew, he was laying in the hospital, in the emergency room, and doctors were putting casts on his legs, and he woke up and remembered the words from the old preacher, and he said, hurry up, doctors, I've got to get out of here, I've got to go somewhere. Grabbed a cab and hobbled his way into the church and fell down at the altar, dropped the crutches and yelled out to the Lord, Lord, I'm sorry it took me so long, but I'm here now. If you want somebody to serve, I'll serve you. If you want somebody to go, I'll go for you. And the choir kept singing with enthusiasm, come to Jesus, because when you come to him, he'll lift you up, he'll build you up, he'll clean you up, he'll wash you and make you whiter than snow. He'll make you a new creature. He'll make you more than a conqueror if you just come. Come on to Jesus.